Hello.
Alderman arranged it tonight. He told me that tonight. But it was quite enthusiastic.
Well, actually, there were just a few calls made, and the word spread kind of rapidly, and I think everyone wanted to be there. I mean, we did, and I think everybody else was there. There was too. It was a great spontaneous outburst from that.
An interesting thing is that the military are enthusiastic about this. You know, they're hard lines. They know what this is all about.
Well, I took the test.
They understand it. They're not like our rather primitive hardliners who just see this small part of it. They see the big global thing and how this has changed the whole game.
I thought it was very nice too, but I don't know how many people were there, but there was just about everybody from the official family who was in Washington.
Right.
And there was a great feeling while I was walking among the crowd too, while we were waiting for the plane to land.
Mm-hmm.
There was a great feeling of enthusiasm, wanting to congratulate you personally.
Well, this is just the first step. We'll see what happens. No.
It's given a great lift to people.
I think it probably has, somewhere or other, in the same finally restored some confidence in the president. I think we can do something, but we're still the world leader. Something we haven't had for at least 10 years.
I don't know whether you saw any reports of Gene Edwards' interviews.
No.
But it's newspaper stuff, too. I didn't hear it all. I guess I was pointing to it on the radio today. He was terribly critical of Jack Kennedy. He spoke with you.
Okay.
You know, he said the only reason that Kennedy is really highly regarded now is because he decided to make it. And had he lived to fulfill his two terms, people would not think of that enough. He was a good man, but not a great man. And he did not understand the qualities of the good. He didn't understand the great problems. Impliedly, very complimentary of you, the part I heard of him. He said, that's not being the full of force yourself.
No.
Probably wasn't going to. It's kind of interesting. The Democrats are going through a period of soul wrenching.
It's been a traumatic experience for him. Must be trying to say, well, now what are we going to do about Vietnam and all that?
Exactly.
McCloskey, I understand, is on the phone. What is it about Vietnam?
Well, McCloskey and Munsey have taken, the two of them have taken exactly the same steps. I think it reveals their political concerns that this has taken the focus away from Vietnam completely. And this is what they have, and will, I think, will have that change.
It seems the story is built very, very strongly, more strongly than the part of the university. That was just really a very big lesson. Of course, the world reaction.
Well, there's been something else. If you watch television, you listen to the radio, or pick up the newspaper, that's all the ability of the Detroit News that is the story of the world. Related to the Pentagon Papers to the President. Obviously, this is the reason the President had to move. Because how imperative it was to maintain secrecy with all of these very delicate negotiations going on. But now, kind of thanks to the New York Times and the Washington Post, the police fellows can do what you want with that stuff. Very, very good secrecy. I've been running on the radio and TV. And
Your host.
You're right. He wrote a bang up piece that I had to talk to him earlier in the week about trying to explain the rationale of the government's case. I think you might just follow up. But he took off in the light of the China.
Yeah. Incidentally, I mentioned the following in the
Who was that? Then?
Your host.
Right.
Should be there, but we didn't have them there. I don't think he should be there.
He should, because he's really Yeah, he's down right down the line. That newspaper says he was in there.
Right.
Power of the country.
Right.
I'll see what we get.
Yeah.
He's a darn good man.
Well, it's certainly taken a minute to brush all these other problems. We haven't talked to Tom Cruise, you know, to focus on lots of them for a while. I think it's certainly shaken our Democratic friends. What are they doing? They must be in condition. Teddy's not saying
anything. I kept going, and we had some of these phone doors in the front. I couldn't get a date now. I've been watching the wire, and I haven't seen anything. We haven't been able to get a message. We brought the little group. So I don't think he is, but you know, I go to that president this morning and try to get a date. He won't send any good. He's a son of a bitch.
He's never done
it. Yeah, that was never done.
He's got a big girl. He's
a good man. I just finished reading today in the president's book called The Bridge of Chapter Quitter. It was published in December, right after the Chapter Quitter episode. And it's a devastating. Devastated, published by a pro-Kennedy guy who was trying throughout the book to build up Kennedy, even though he told the story of how it had happened. And we're making some exploration now to see whether copies of those could be whether the publisher might go back to the print. But when you finish reading it, come away with a feeling that an awfully lucid guy. He really lied his way out of the movement.
Oh, I'm sure he lied his
way out. Well, he paid his way out of the movement, but the family was broken. Apparently, it only had one friend, which is sure. By a boy in the public. And it looked to be like the post today ran that through, found that photo after him. I'm sure he was sure. He came out on Thursday with the mayor of Lincoln, but they didn't kind of feel like he was very little bit of backstabbing. I guess they finally figured they got a problem and put it in the door.
Yeah.
It was very damaging now. I don't know what any of these counties can take them away from foreign fellows right now. What's the story of the point? It sounds like they're
right now, they've got to be a little leery because they're not sure what to come next.
That's right. I don't see what they can say. Dams are sort of American in the middle of Vietnam. They will.
Oh, sure. That'll come to them. Then by the end of the week, you'll be speaking in the mountains.
But it's also hard for them to make an issue. And the backdrop of it, at the Pentagon Papers, it's a double year for some people.
Preliminary figures in the casualties are 11 this week.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Saying a lot of it. That's coming out Thursday or something.
Charlie, you see,
oh. When you get down to 11, what do you got?
I'm sure there are that many people that used to kill that.
But these boys have been home.
I had a meeting with them that was very much like the one you had with NBC, except he had asked for it. So I simply said, well, here are the things you've done to them. And so the past several months, and I'm just picking out some of the cases at random, and I just ran through them all. And everyone he agreed with. That I can't argue with that. He admitted that Mark was Roger Mudd was very biased against him. And he said that he had seen some of the clear points of work that I complained about. What he said was, I'm going to correct it. You have my word for that. I have two witnesses in the room.
if I were to, this would be correct, a couple of times, this, I use the word rotten journalism, and then I backed it up and said, well, I really shouldn't say it's different, but I guess maybe these fellows are doing it. And he said, no, it's dishonesty. And I said, well, you can't do much about my people. People that can't tell them what to do. He said, the hell I can't tell them what to do. I intended something to do. So he gave me two lists. He said, anytime that he had a bad, very biased report, that he noticed I was a fraud, and he just had affirmative steps to correct it. And then he went a step further and he said, if there's ever any story that you really feel is important that our people might not do, I done everything. If they call me up and I'll
do the
full coverage. No,
the 11th
of coverage. Oh, I'll use that for coverage. You know, he worked wide. He's a change, man, but I don't know whether this episode really taught him a lesson or whether he was really scared. But he was not arrogant. Very, very frightened. He apologized several times.
Plus, he sees the enormous.
I'm sure that's what I said before. He had a long talk with Julian Griffin after NBC and NBC was. And I started to say to him, I said, well, I don't want to tell Julian what to do, but I'll kind of tell you what President has to do, that he told us to do. And Frank said, you don't have to, because he was in the game with me. And had a long talk with him about it. He said, I'll say that's quite an effect on him. So maybe these guys do.
Thank you. statements out of your experience. Talk to the Chinese after the
Okay.